Right back here on the Peter Hague Radio Show. Thanks to our friends over at Cartridge World. You'll find them in the Boulevard Plaza, which is over there by Kohl's, the Kohl's Plaza. Just down from Kohl's, actually, near US 31. If you're a local school corporation, you really need to set up a recycling program with Cartridge World. You can make money for your school and, do some great things in the process. You're teaching your kids the value of recycling. You're making money for the school. And, you're keeping the environment clean and safe as well. Find them in the Kohl's Plaza. Talk to Greg today about what kind of program they can set up, whether it's a fundraiser for you, a recycling schedule, whatever it might be. I know they would, they'd love to talk to you. So, get a hold of them. Cartridge World. Good friends. Of Attaboy Productions Incorporated. Okay, a lot of people asking, what do you make of the current crop of conservatives? You've got the Rand Paul contingent, you got the Marco Rubio contingent, then you've got this other guy. You want to call him an outlier, you want to call him whatever you want to call him, a Tea Party guy, whatever. Ted Cruz. What do you make of Ted Cruz? Let me give you a word that I come up with for Ted Cruz. Outstanding. Outstanding, and here's why. Marco Rubio, Rand Paul, I like them both. But the other day we were talking on the radio show. I was talking on the radio show. You were listening. I don't know. Maybe you were talking too. I just couldn't hear it. Discussing the whole issue of how conservatives will make a statement and then they feel obligated the next day to clarify their remarks when they start getting the pushback from people. I feel that way about Marco Rubio, certainly. I feel that way, and I'm surprised at this, but I feel that way about Rand Paul. I get the impression that he is a little squishier than somebody, say, like Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz doesn't need to clarify his remarks. He says what he means. He means what he says. Now, the left has tarnished this guy. They've ripped him up one side and down the other. They've said all sorts of terrible things about him. He's been the recipient of friendly fire from fellow Republicans who just don't get him. They don't understand him. They don't know why he's acting the way that he's acting. You'll remember also, for several months, we've talked about this isn't Republican, Democrat, conservative, liberal nearly as much as it is the establishment versus the anti-establishment. Ted Cruz is anti-establishment, and he's infiltrated the establishment, and they're freaking out about it. Now, other people have successfully portrayed themselves as anti-establishment, and Barack Obama's a prime example. Oh, Mr. Outsider. He's going to clean up the way that Washington works. He was going to go fix Washington. He did great work campaigning as an outsider, but look at what he's done since he's been there. It's just the same. Ted Cruz is different. You want to know who thinks so? Got this one for you real quick. James Carville. Democrat strategist, former Bill Clinton advisor. Say what you will about him. Guy knows politics. This is what he said on ABC's This Week on Sunday. Said, I think he's the most talented and fearless Republican politician I've seen in the last 30 years. I figured that he's going to run for president. He's going to create something. I'm not sitting here saying he's going to win. And I think Senator Jim DeMint is right. I've listened to excerpts of his speech in South Carolina. He touches every button, and this guy has no fear. He just keeps plowing ahead, and he's going to be something to watch. A lot of Republicans feel this way, George, and you hear it a lot. If we only got someone who was this articulate and was for what we were for, we would win elections. And we get these John McCains and these Mitt Romneys and these squishy guys that can't do anything. Well, there's one thing this guy is not. He ain't squishy. Not in the least. Conversation shifts a little bit. The names Marco Rubio, the names Rand Paul surface. Carville says this. Just lays it out there. Ted Cruz is going to eat their lunch. I'm telling you, he will out-debate. He is a talent. I'm not rooting. I'm really sincere here. We watch him. He does things. I mean, when he started talking about William Travis in South Carolina and the Alamo, this is a guy and you go, this guy is something. Now, I don't agree with him. I think he's out there, but I'm telling you, he's more talented than all these other guys. Well, write this down as one day that I am sincerely hopeful James Carville is exactly right.